Holy Spirit, I welcome you to help me teach this thing. Part 4. It's not what you think, it's what you can understand. The word woe in the Bible, it means grief. Grief is coming upon the false teachers. It means anguish. Anguish is coming upon the false teachers. Affliction is coming upon the false teachers. Wretchedness is coming upon the false teachers. Calamity is going to fall upon the heads of the false teachers. And trouble is about to fall on the heads of the false teachers in the universal body of Christ. This is God's exclamation of judgment on false teachers. They are going to receive misfortune. They're going to be saddened. Some may repent and ask for forgiveness and receive comfort and deliverance. But when God declares woe upon a false teacher, doom is coming. And when the doom of God comes, a false teacher will not have enough time to brace himself. A false teacher will not have enough time to brace herself. Woe on the false teachers who have taken the way of Cain. The religion of your own way without faith in God. A false teacher practices religion of their own way without faith in God. It's manufactured religion. And manufactured religion kills the souls of other people by error. The greed and love of money by false teachers. The certain and settled doom of the false teachers. The foundation can be found in Jude 11. Divine judgment is sure for the nations who are a threat to the existence of God's people. Let me say that real slow. Divine judgment is sure. The word sure represents it is certain. It is going to happen. Divine judgment is sure and certain for the nations who are a threat to the existence of God's people or who have rejected God's grace. That foundation can be found in Numbers chapter 31, verse 13 through 18. There's a worldly attitude in James chapter 4 and verse 4. There is a worldly attitude. Identify the source of bitter fighting as being the desire for pleasure. Bitter fighting in the body of Christ. That is the source of bitter fighting in the body of Christ as a worldly attitude. It is the desire for pleasure. Rebuked for spiritual unfaithfulness. The rebuke is coming. Adulterous people. Adulterous. The people of God are the wife of the Lord. Let me say that real slow. The people of God, the men and the women and the children who belong to God are the wife of the Lord, the bride of Christ. Awaken me to my true spiritual condition. Those of you who are listening under the sound of my voice, take this opportunity to open up your own mouth, make a prophetic declaration into the atmosphere under the sound of your own voice. And this is what you say. Awaken me to my true spiritual condition. Objects of affection for the world. Objects of affection for the world system of evil controlled by Satan. All that is wicked and opposed to God on this earth. Pleasures that lure people's heart from God. And friendship with the world is hatred towards God. Awaken me to my true spiritual condition. To have a warm, familiar attitude towards this evil world is to be on good terms with God's enemy. Let me say that real slow. Any man or any woman or any child under the sound of my voice, if you have a warm, familiar attitude toward this evil world, then you are on good terms with God's enemy. To adopt the world's set of values and to want what the world wants, that person who deliberately chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. But let us be the objects of affection for God. Awaken me to my true spiritual condition.